lead. Well, after receiving the prestigious award, Juliana gave this acceptance speech.
It honors and sheds a light as to the potential in digital economies in places that you wouldn't expect digital economies to exist. So I'm very grateful. It means a lot to me, but I think it also means a lot to young men and women who may see a clip or a picture.
That was Juliana Rotich, 2019 German Africa Prize winner.
And you know, a 16-member independent jury headed by our very own Klaus Stecker, head of DW Africa Programs, selected Rotich from a list of 18 African nominees.
Yes, indeed. Clearly a job well done by the jury. Rotich stood out not only for her business achievements and technological innovations, but also for her outstanding sense of social responsibility. Okay, so congratulations to her. Well deserved. When are you getting an award, Michael?
Well, I thought this was for me, but obviously it's not. I'm going to work harder.
We'll wait for you, Michael. This is Africa Link. Stay tuned.
If you've just joined us, this is Africa Link, coming to you live from our studios here in Bonn, Germany. I am Michael Luti.
And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Don't forget to join the discussion on our Facebook page, DW Africa. It's hot. Everyone is giving their point of view, so do drop yours there.
Coming up in the next 15 minutes, Burundian authorities detain 5 journalists for reporting on clashes between security forces and gunmen.
Currently, reporting in Burundi is not that easy because in most cases, you have to sometimes censor yourself.
We'll be getting to that story in a bit. But talking about journalists, let's first head to Sierra Leone, where many journalists still face abuse. Last month, 2 female sports journalists were assaulted by members of the Presidential Guard while running commentary at a football game.
Following that incident, a committee was set up to look into the incident and has recommended that the security men be removed from their post. Here's a report by DW correspondent Claudia Anthony from Sierra Leone.
I was seriously kicked on my back. My phone's taken away from me. My bag got missing.
That was Esther Marie Samura, a sports journalist with the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation, narrating the ordeal she suffered at the hands of President Julius Maada Bio's guards. Samura and her colleague Francis Bernard Bundo were assaulted while covering a game between Sierra Leone and Liberia at the Siaka Stevens Stadium in Freetown. The Presidential Guard demanded they vacated the commentary box because they would disturb the president. A committee set up to look into the incident has recommended that the guards be penalized. For Samura,